And then the one that's the most fun of all, I'm like Victor Kiam, because Victor Kiam fell in love with his Remington shaver so much he bought the company. Because I was walking through Kilborn's, which is by Portland, which is a high-end country retailer, and I stopped because I saw this absolutely gorgeous fire engine red vintage fridge, stove, and microwave. Following Monday, I phoned the company up. It was Elmira Stoveworks. They've been designing and manufacturing appliances in Canada for 40 years. We are the last appliance manufacturer in Canada. And so I asked them if they were for sale, and they said, no, we're not for sale. About 7 years later, I got a phone call from a guy saying, I'm the agent hired to sell Elmira Stoveworks. Are you still interested? A year of negotiation, we bought Elmira and moved it up here. And so all of the appliances are all now manufactured in beautiful Armpar. It's still called Elmira. But everybody wants to see that at the end of the tour because that's the big highlight. We have a standard palette of RAL colors that anybody can choose from, but also we do custom colors. So if somebody says, you know, I really like this color of my purse, they'll send in a sample of the purse and we'll match the appliances to the purse. Or we had one person love, he said, I want to match the plastic covers to my wall switches. Strange, but we match the color of the appliances to the plastic covers for the wall switches. Everything we do is custom. There is nothing which is done for stock. The client has to sign off on the options they want. They'll work with our sales reps, and then we will start to actual manufacture the product.
I guess that's a niche market, but it's one that people have the cash for, and they have a unique home that they can show off or just live in comfort within to their own satisfaction.
As a matter of fact, we have many people saying they're going to design their kitchen around our appliances. We just did a trade show in Las Vegas, and it was massive. The building and kitchen show. And everybody came up and said we had the most interesting display of anybody else at the show. So it's something which is very popular. It's something which is very attention-grabbing and will become the center of your home. And it's very warm, pleasing, Art Deco style.
The appliances, have they faced any challenges in recent times, or because they're the niche market, you're pretty much guaranteed?
We have our orders down a bit, but they're still strong. And that's the fact that the appliance market worldwide right now is in a bit of a slump.
Has new technology been a help? Is it any easier?
You can buy a fridge that looks like it's from the 50s or 60s and still be able to talk to it via Bluetooth. We've now brought out our induction line, which is a new means of cooking, which kind of competes with gas. And that was something we had a lot of demand for. Everything we do is designed in-house. So we have a complete floor with engineers, technologists, and salespeople. So everything is designed here in Armpire and manufactured and then exported.
How far afield is the market for these?
As far as Elmira goes, it's North America. And the reason for that is, of course, once you get outside of North America, you have different electrical requirements. Like, we can't sell to Europe unless we redesign our electric to handle 220 instead of 110. The market in North America is huge, and the U.S. is our biggest market, of course. We expect that as interest rates come down, things are going to improve as far as the appliance and renovation market goes. So we think it's going to be a very, very good couple of years coming up.
Of all of the companies, what's your favorite?
Well, I have to say my favorite is Elmira. That's the one that's the most fun. That's the one that you do a trade show and people are up and they're having so much fun. We do trade shows for mining. We do trade shows for foundations. But they're never as much fun as a trade show with Elmira.